discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, she's found a powerful voice, speaking life through her music. Now, recording artist Ellie Holcomb, behind songs like Find You Here, The Broken Beautiful, and Red Sea Road, is speaking to kids. Her new children's book and companion musical collection debut this fall. The book's called Who Sang the First Song and is available this coming Thursday. The EP titled Creation Songs is available now. And we welcome Ellie Holcomb on the road today. What a treat to have you here, Ellie. Thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. It's a treat for me to be here.
And I hope, the only thing is, we hope you say that at the end of the 20 minutes as well as at the beginning. We'll try to make that happen.
I will.
So, not to start things out with a bad pun, but can you take us through the genesis of why you wanted to do something for kids especially?
Oh, well done. Well played. It is so congruent with the season of life that I'm in right now. So I'm a mama. I've got a 5-year-old girl, a 3-year-old boy, and then a newborn baby boy. And so the season of life I'm in is I'm with my kids. And I think more than anything, I want them to know that they are deeply loved by the God who created them and who created the universe. And so they probably inspired this project the most. But I think as much as I want that for them, I want that for every kid, but I also want that for my grown-up heart and for every other grown-up heart out there, for us to operate out of that place of knowing that we're loved.
There has been sort of a torrent of just really excellent children's books and children's music we've had a chance to talk about here over the last year. And we hear this, there's something uniquely special about that time right before bed between a parent and child, something that can be conveyed right there that's just really special. Is that fair?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite times of the day, every day.
Well, give us a window into the book first. Your starting point was this really quite epic question of what did the world sound like as God created it, right?
Yeah, that's it. And you know what? I love little kids because they ask questions all the time, questions on questions. And I actually started writing the book, Who Sang the First Song, because my little girl asked me in passing one day, hey, Mom, who sang the first song? And I thought that was such a great question that I decided to do some research and write a book about it. But it does. I got so curious about, what it did sound like, what it would have sounded like when God was making the earth. And as I did some research, I found through this incredible sermon by Tim Keller that the Genesis chapter 1 is actually written in the form of an archaic Hebrew poem. And so it literally is as if when God was making the world, that he was singing it into being. And I loved this sermon from Keller because he asked the question, not so much like how God made the world, but why? Like, why would God sing the world into being? And he suggests that God sang the world into being because he knew that all of creation and every single one of us was made to sing about the extravagant love of our Creator.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
It's really, really cool. So I think that there is something that resonated so deeply within me. And he goes on in this sermon to say, you know, we know that something's off in us. What does God's song say? He says in Genesis 1, the refrain is, you're good. You're good. This is good. But we all know that we're not good, you know?
Yes.
We make mistakes and we mess up. And so he says, where else do you see the words in the beginning? And you fast forward to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so it is through the living Word, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose up from the grave, that we can all be restored to sing the song that we were made to sing, that we are good, that we are loved, that we are accepted and beloved of God. Is that not so cool?
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful. So yes, it's got the approachability for kids, but it sounds like this was a kind of a deepening experience for you, even with your own faith.
Oh man, it was crazy deepening and affirming as well. You're just going, oh man, there is a reason that we love to sing. I think that most people love music and connect with music. And I think it's that we were literally born out of song. And then not only that, but God invites us to be co-creators with him, to then use the gifts that he's given us to sing beauty and truth into this weary and broken world. And that fires me up.
Oh, that is the phrase for it. Ellie Holcomb is with us on the road today, the recording artist behind songs like Find You Here and The Broken Beautiful. This fall, she's releasing a children's book called Who Sang the First Song? The companion musical collection, Creation Songs. So it's so cool to have the book and then this companion release of the music of Creation Songs. You say you wanted kids to be able to sing these and then to see with their own eyes the evidence of what they're singing all around them. Take us inside that.
Oh, man. I love that the earth literally proclaims in so many thousands of ways the goodness and the faithfulness of God. And so for me, when I see that sunrise every morning, I'm reminded light is always stronger than any darkness. And Jesus is the light of the world, and his mercies are new every morning. And so I wrote songs that were all grounded in truths that God has written into the world. And so I love the idea. All my songs are grounded in scripture, but so much of scripture points to creation, and it points to the way that God's faithfulness is displayed throughout in the heavens and on the earth. And so I love the idea that as kids were seeing these truths from scripture, that they not only would see what's true, but that they would see with their eyes evidence of God's faithfulness and his love and his creativity all around them. And kids are so tangible, right? Like they're so literal. And so I really tried. I think every time I wrote a song for this record, I ended up outside because I wanted to channel and create songs and moments for children where they would make the connection between the beautiful creation around them and the God who created not only the beautiful creation around them, but who created them and who made their hearts to sing of his goodness.
Man, that is beautiful stuff. Well, we can't wait to listen. Can't wait to read the books. And we'll definitely mention it again as we wrap up a bit later. But just at this point of the conversation, too, if people do want to learn more as they hear the conversation, of course, right now, where can they go to find out more about both the book and the musical collection?
Sure. You can head over to my website, ellieholcomb.com. It's H-O-L, comb your hair. C-O-M-B, that's how you spell it. We'll have the book and the record available there. You can also find both the book and the record at any of your local Lifeway stores.
So cool. Well, it's just been a treat talking about this. We've got a few more minutes with you, and so we can't really resist being fans of your music, hearing a little bit more about your story. Are you willing to push the rewind button just for a bit with us?
Absolutely. I love the rewind button.
As I'm saying the rewind button, I'm seeing it on a cassette player, but obviously cassette players, they don't really happen too much these days.
They don't happen too much. We're on our phones a lot more often these days, aren't we?
There's just so much music in your genetics, not to mention your house today. Can you share a bit about the talent surrounding you growing up and really whether you knew early on that this was the path for you?
Yeah, I love that question. So I grew up here. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. And my dad is actually a producer, and from really before the time that like contemporary Christian music existed. Like back in the 70s, he was around, and there was a girl named Amy Grant that was in his youth group who he ended up producing all of her records. So I grew up literally in the studios of Nashville, seeing two things. One, that music had this incredible power to impact and encourage people in a deep and meaningful way. And then the other thing I observed is that if you did music, you had to leave home a lot. And so I actually swore that I would never be a musician. And I always say that God has a sense of humor, because here I am doing music all these years.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I love that.
Isn't that amazing? I got my master's in education. And so I would sing in my classroom, and I always knew that music would be a part of my life. I really didn't know that it would be my job. But as it turns out, I absolutely love it. And so, you know, sometimes God has different plans for us than we have for ourselves.
Yeah, there it is. There's some truth right there.
Maybe all the time.
Yeah, it was maybe a bit of an undersell, but it was definitely true.
Yeah.
Your parents declared that living with you as a child was like living inside of a musical. Is this true?
This is very true. I sang and danced everywhere that I went. And I am laughing because my daughter is the same way, which is hilarious. So it's just, there's a song and a dance for almost everything that we do here.
I love that so much. Well, and how about in terms of faith? Obviously, faith in the household growing up as well. Was it something that you accepted for your own just at a very early age, or was it more of a process?
Can I say both and to that question?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Man, I am so grateful, because my mom and my dad, they love God. They love Jesus. So I grew up in this like beautiful environment of faith and of seeing that fleshed out for me in my mom and dad's lives. And I grew up in the church. But I think somewhere along the way, even though my mom and dad never said this, my pastor never said this from the pulpit, I gathered that the gospel was all about me being good enough and loving God and loving other people enough. Mm-hmm. And that is all good and well, but that's not the gospel. And so I landed myself this was a huge process, but God in his kindness showed me really through the gift of a counselor. So if you're a counselor, I just bless you in the name of Jesus. She invited me repeated the invitation that Jesus gives to all of us, that where there's truth, there's freedom. And I spent a lot of my life hiding anything that was broken, anything that was hard, any mistake that I made. I just felt like I couldn't bring that into the light because I needed to be perfect. And the deal is that Jesus loved us while we were yet sinners. And so I discovered all of this freedom in coming with all of my brokenness, with all of my not enough, to Jesus is more than enough, to Jesus's mercy that covers every single one of my shortcomings, and found freedom like I never knew existed. And I'm so grateful that God in his kindness showed me that the gospel isn't about making bad people good people. It's about him making dead people alive people. And that's what I've seen him do in my life.
Wow. That's spectacular. Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Thank you for that word. Wow.
Oh man. I'm just so grateful. He loves us enough not to leave us as we are. He wants us to come alive.
Wow. Well, you know, I had meant to ask you a little bit later. One of the things that those who love your music so much love about it is that you do not appear to be afraid of writing from a place of doubt or a place of grief.
Yeah.
And you sort of travel with the listener to this place of healing and understanding. But that can't always be an easy thing to do. I mean, where does the heart come from to have the courage to be vulnerable and to be honest like that?
You know, thank you for what a thoughtful question. As I learned to come as I was to the foot of the cross, what I've found as I just showed up, I realized I didn't have to pretend or fake anymore. the love that I encountered from God and the power of what Jesus did on the cross for me became exponentially larger. And so it's from this place of me seeing total acceptance and total love and total forgiveness from my most broken places that I have the courage to go be broken in front of other people. Like, I don't have to have it. We don't have to have it all together. And so I think for me, the times I know that Jesus is real, not in spite of the places where I've struggled or failed, or the places and times and seasons in my life that have been full of suffering and loss. I don't know that God is real in spite of those. I really know that God is real more so because of my shortcomings, because of the things that I've walked through, the suffering that I've walked through, because I've encountered the love and the presence of God in my most broken places and in the places in my life where I've suffered and lost the most. He has been right there. He is a man of sorrows, well acquainted with grief. And he's been to the grave and to the gates of hell and back and walked out of the grave. So because there's an empty grave, I think it gives me the courage to be able to enter into those grave and grieving spots and say, Jesus has been here before and this suffering and this grief isn't the end of the story. I think the deal is, I can say that to you here in this interview, but I have to say it to myself in the middle of the storms all the time. And that's why I write my music. That's usually when I write the songs that I end up recording, is because I need to preach it to myself because I have a very forgetful heart. And so the songs help remind me of what I've known to be true and of what is true of God's faithfulness, no matter what.
Oh. Well, don't we all? And you know, when you have the courage to do that, it helps the rest of us do that too. So bless you for that, and thank you for that. And I know you're so humble, you probably will have difficulty hearing that, but seriously, thank you.
Oh man, Ryan, thank you. I'm just so glad that none of us, we do not have to do this life alone.
Yeah.
And there's something in saying I'm weak and I'm broken, but God, that helps us know that we're not alone.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Ellie Holcomb is the recording artist behind songs like Find You Here, The Broken Beautiful, and this fall she's releasing a children's book called Who Sang the First Song, the companion musical collection Creation Songs. And such a treat to talk with Ellie. You know, so many of us who love your sound, I can't help but notice the folk is sort of the fabric of the music and the sound of the music. And it's interesting because it really does seem like folk music, it continues to have something of a cultural moment right now. There's this great love for folk music and Americana music right now. What do you think it is? Do you have a theory as to why that has sort of been rediscovered to such an extent?
You know, I love that question. I don't know that I have the right answer, but my guess would be, it seems like in a world where we're projecting kind of through a lot of filters what our lives look like, you know, we kind of have the highlight reel on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. It seems like to me that people have a desire for authenticity. And I think that there's something about folk music where you can hear and identify what instrument is playing that feels grounded and authentic and real in a way that maybe some other music doesn't. And so I don't know if that's why, but I am definitely drawn to artists, at least, who I believe. And I think sometimes, for whatever reason, it's less distracting and it's easier to believe what an artist is saying for me, when it's a little bit more stripped down, to that sense that we'd be on a stairwell or a porch or in a living room just playing songs together. I think there's something really beautiful about that.
Oh, that makes so much sense. That makes a lot of sense. I don't know if it's the right answer either, but it sure sounds like it.
I tried.
You did really well. Well, hey, we know you have so many irons in the fire, and we want to let you get back to it. But seriously, thank you so much for being here. And as we say farewell, we want to let you definitely share one more time the new album, the new book. Who sang the first song is the book. Creation Songs is the new musical collection, both for kids, both out this fall. If somebody wants to learn where to grab those and learn more about you, what's the best place to start the journey?
You should go to ellieholcomb.com, or the book and the record are both available on at any of your Lifeway stores. And then you can hear the record on iTunes. But if you go to ellieholcomb.com, that'll send you all the different places. Thank you so much for having me today, Ryan.
Always a treat. Thank you so much for your time. And we just wish you the best. We're excited to see both of these, the new book, the new music, and to continue to follow your journey. Thanks so much for being a blessing.
Absolutely. Same to you.
Lost in the night, we have to remember the morning will come, 'cause the light is strong, and nothing can keep it from shining. Whoa, even here in the darkest night, no matter. Shining, oh.
From her brand new album, Sing, Creation Songs, there's Lights Always Stronger from Ellie Holcomb. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on the road this week. If you ever have to miss a show, maybe your summer kept you plenty busy, every episode we've ever aired is on the web, and you can listen whenever you'd like. That's myfaithradio.com. Under Programs, find On the Road. You can also join us during the week for refreshing daily messages on Facebook and Twitter when you search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Thanks again, my friend, and until next week, God bless you and have a tremendous rest of your weekend.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.